the bars are closed.
Wake up in the morning feeling like
I'm gonna have a good day.
Happy Friday for me.
Oh, did you forget I'm out tomorrow and
no,
Friday?
No, no, I just, you know, I guess I didn't put it together that it feels like a Friday for you.
I know.
But to me, it feels like a hump day bump day. But that's okay. Can't be Friday for us all.
Because that's what it is. It is a hump day bump day.
Sure enough is. It is July 23rd, 2025, for those of you keeping score at home. Logan.
Kira.
What's on your mind?
Well, I saw a post last night that I saved. Shout out Instagram, just feed me the stuff I like.
Shout out to the algorithm.
Some facts that sound so absurd, you think they were fiction, but they're actually true. Are you ready for some of these?
Yes, I'm intrigued.
Some of them are like, oh, wow, that's interesting. And some of them are like, shut up right now.
Okay.
This is an eh one. Netflix was founded a year before Google. Let that sink in for a second. Google, you feel like, has been around forever.
You do.
Right?
Yeah.
That was founded in 1998, the year before 1997. Netflix.
Remember Netflix had like those things in the grocery store where
the
you
red
take,
box?
Yeah, where you take yeah. out the DVDs. Yeah, did you
yeah.
do that?
Oh yeah, all yeah. the time for a dollar. And then if you'd missed the day, the return day, whew, big
you,
fees.
You know I'd be missing the day too.
Crazy fact number two.
Okay.
There are only 25 blimps in the entire world.
I've never seen a blimp.
What? I was just gonna say the opposite. I feel like I see blimp all the time. Over Ooh. The beach. You know,
Which,
I guess
aren't
that,
you lucky?
I guess that's pretty much it. Over the beach, over stadiums.
Okay.
Advertising.
Okay. I haven't had many run-ins with a blimp.
Okay.
So that doesn't surprise me too much.
This one's pretty jarring.
Okay.
The man who invented Match.com lost his wife to someone she met on Match.com.
Hilarious.
Can you flippin' imagine that the man who created an algorithm
mm-hmm.
to match people lost his wife because she found a better soulmate.
He's like, man, really regretting inventing that.
That's crazy, huh?
That is so funny. That should be a movie.
Here's one that's going to turn into a topic for us, I have a feeling.
Okay, I love it.
The inventor of the Pringles can is buried in a Pringles can.
Is this true?
That's a true fact.
That's true?
But can you imagine if you could just like pick where you want it to be beforehand, like a Pringles can?
That's crazy to me.
That's awesome.
That is crazy. I don't know. That feels like you're making your death a little lighthearted if you're going to choose to be buried in a Pringles can.
Amen to that. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
That is awesome. Are you kidding me? Where you want to be sprinkled on the radio board?
Probably.
Some of
it's
your,
already really dusty.
Some of your ashes just trickled into the microphones. Okay, I have one more, and this is the last one.
Okay,
and this one's crazy.
Yeah.
High heels? They weren't made for women. High heels were made for men, baby.
Really?
Swear my life. They were originally designed for Persian cavalrymen to secure their stance in stirrups.
Oh, okay.
So they were originally used for horseback riding.
Interesting. I thought you were going to say they were made for short men who had
no.
a complex.
No. Nope, they don't. Okay. But the fact that I'm just picturing dudes wearing high heels jumping on horses.
Love
and
it.
They were the men of the men, the cavalry.
Yeah.
Men, wearing stilettos.
As far as men go.
Yeah, let's talk about dudes.
That could pull off high heels and like survive a day in them. Mm. I would put you at like the top of the list.
Why?
I just think that.
But thank you. But why? Like, why me?
I think that you would be, like, you would just embrace it.
I have.
I could see it.
I've walked a mile in high heels.
A mile?
A mile, yeah. There was an event that I helped put on called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about domestic violence. And to do so, a lot of people gathering, a lot of students at Franklin Pierce wore heels and walked the campus. Literally walking a mile in her shoes.
Logan, I must have known this. I must have known this deep down. You have to have, maybe. You told me.
I think I got one of those heels with the cork bottom, the big fat ones. Like, I ain't doing it in stilettos.
No, no.
Yeah, I need some wedges.
I need some wedges. The fact that he knew wedges is going to make my whole day. Thank you so much for that. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the strategy behind washing your hands. There is a right way and a wrong way, just so you know. We're going to get into that in less than 10 on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan, in the morning. Thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it. So, Logan and I were just talking about this when the mics were off. We're going to bring it on to the show as we do. I've been teaching my daughter Gwen how to do simple things like wash her hands and brush her teeth and stuff like that. And she finds all these things really thrilling. For me, there is a specific order of operations to these things. Brushing your teeth, you wet the toothbrush, you put the toothpaste on, and then you brush away. Similarly, when you're washing your hands, you wet your hands, you put the soap on the wet paws, and then you proceed to wash those bad boys. We aren't out here putting soap on a dry hand.
Some of us are.
Like a sociopath.
So listen. You know how your taste buds change over 10 years?
Yeah.
I must be at that 10-year mark because I'm liking new foods and I'm doing new things that I like. Here's what I've noticed.
Okay.
Brace yourself. I've been soaping a dry hand. And before I get attacked by you, Kira, and you listening, listen, I used to, in my immature life, throw water all over the damn bathroom. Soak my hands, throw my hands near the soap, get soap on it. Now there's water on the mirror. There's water all over the counter.
I can hear Missy reprimanding you for this.
It started with my mom. It goes to Missy. I make a mess. So now I have a new strategy. Water on. Left hand under the water.
Okay.
Right hand soap. You marry the two. Sha-da-da-da-da-da. Do my ABCs. Wet them both. I'm out of there. So yeah, I'm doing soap on a dry hand.
While
soaking the other hand and then marrying the two. Because if I take a wet hand to the soap, I'm getting water everywhere.
It's a splash zone.
And I'll just out myself right now.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes I'm doing soap on a dry... I'm doing toothpaste on a dry toothbrush.
That's when you say swears.
But here's why I'm doing that.
Yeah.
I brush my teeth in the shower. So... when I'm doing soap on the dry toothbrush, then I'm just under a waterfall of water, and it's getting soaked through anyway.
Okay. So do you agree with my theory that people that do one do the other? If you put soap on a dry hand, you're putting toothbrush on a dry toothbrush? Or do you think there's someone out here...
No, there's people that do that mix
and
match.
One and not the other?
Yeah, that mix and match. Because like if I'm not brushing my teeth in the shower, I'm doing... water on the toothbrush, toothpaste, back to water.
Like the good Lord intended.
Correct. But with the hands and the soap, now that you brought it up, yeah. I've really been soaping one dry hand and just marrying it to the wet hand.
Okay. All right. So you will not be teaching Gwen how to wash her hands since you're doing it wrong.
Says who? Says you?
Says me. I deeply disagree with putting soap on a dry hand. Gives me the ick. Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
And you are the end-all be-all.
That's what I'm saying to you. Thank you for saying it. Someone had to say it. So our question for you, are you out here, when you're washing your hands, putting soap on a dry hand and doing what Logan does, and you have the wet hand and you marry the two? Or are you wetting both your hands and putting the soap on the wet hand? Like the good Lord intended. And similarly with the toothbrush. I'd like to know if my theory stands true. Are they one and the same? The people out here putting soap on a dry hand, are those putting toothpaste on a dry toothbrush? Also gives me the ick. We want to know what you do with your washing of your hands and your brushing of your teeth. Are you passing these traits on to your children? 603-749-0975. That is our number. 603-749-0975. Are you like Logan? You're putting soap on your dry hand? How's that going for you? Are you making less of a mess? If so, I'm happy for you and your wife. 603-749-0975. Let's talk about it. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. If you're just joining us, I was speaking about how I feel very strongly that when you are washing your hands, you should wet your paws before applying the soap. Similarly, I believe that you should wet your toothbrush before applying the toothpaste and brushing away. It has come out, Logan has come out, as someone who puts soap on his dry hand.
One hand,
when washing those. And he says that it makes it a more, a cleaner experience. Like water doesn't go everywhere, and it had in the past. So, I'm wondering what you think. What is your order of operations when it comes to these things? 603-749-0975. That is our number. Hi there. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Donnell.
Hi, Donnell. What's on your mind?
I just want to know how Logan's able to brush his teeth in the shower. Where does the toothbrush go after? How does that all work out?
I got a cup. So I have a shelf built into the shower. Recessed in, I don't know, 6 to 8 inches or so.
Show off.
And thanks. And yeah, I have that. That's where the shampoo is. That's where everything is. And then I have a cup with 2 toothbrushes, one for me, one for my wife, and the toothpaste.
Well, you're washing your hair, soap, and everything's going everywhere. Yeah. I mean, isn't it going into that cup that toothbrushes in?
I don't know. Are you like the inflatable arm man in the shower? I'm not throwing soap on the ceiling and the walls too much.
Well, I mean, naturally, you're washing your hair and stuff. Soap and, shampoo, conditioner is going everywhere.
You never taste shampoo on your toothbrush?
And never have.
I don't know.
He doesn't trust it. I hear it in his voice.
I don't trust it. I don't know. Not a fan.
That was off-putting to Donnell, apparently.
Yeah, sorry. I brushed my teeth in the shower.
This we already knew.
No, it's all right.
Hi, Lisa. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning, Kira and Logan.
What's going on with you, sugar?
Okay, you're really going to think I'm crazy.
Oh, boy.
I love her already.
I soap up both my hands dry.
Both of them dry?
Yes. How's that feel?
Why?
Both of them. Because the soap is more effective if I don't have water to dilute it.
Oh, Kira, your baby's hands are less clean than others. Let that sink in. You're diluting the antibacterial.
Oh, no. Okay, and I definitely rinse my brush because I don't want any depth on it before I put the toothpaste on it.
Okay, that's fair and wise.
Yeah, I'm good.
Can we go back to you raw dogging, washing your hands with the 2 dry paws? Have you been doing that since you've been washed, since the beginning of time?
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe.
Huh.
But I don't care what my kids do, as long as they're washing their hands.
Right, that's true. We can't be picky, as long as they're doing it.
I would love for a doctor or some kind of medical professional to call in and tell us if one is better than the other.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There you go.
Yeah, is this a proven fact or is this just your logic? And it's okay if it's just your logic.
It is just my logic. I don't know.
here's another weird thing I'm curious if anyone does. Do you ever fill your mouth up with water? And hold it in your mouth and then put the toothbrush into your mouth full of water to either get it wet or to rinse it clean at the end of the brush?
I can't say that I do, Logan. Do you, Lisa?
I'm not that coordinated. It'll drip all down my chin. 100%.
Well,
that's 100%. That's why I do it in the shower. So after my brush, I'll fill up my mouth with water and then just kind of gurgle it with the toothbrush in my mouth. So
what a sight.
So it gets all clean.
This is a whole scene that I'm picturing.
I'll have to try it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa wants to give it a whirl.
I freaking love Lisa.
I do, too.
Have a wonderful day.
You too,
Lisa. Yeah, you too. Bye, girl.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so now I'm really curious if Lisa's theory about washing your hands is true. Is it more beneficial to not dilute the soap with wet hands? Is it better to wash your hands with dry hands?
Sam M. from Northwood just messaged us that they do the dry hands with the soap. I can't do the double dry.
Double dry.
Double
no.
dry feels funny to me.
Gives me the ick.
I always get one hand damp.
For sure. What do you do? And do you believe that it is more beneficial to do the 2 dry hands? I'd love to know. I want to be doing it right, after all. 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOK.
Hunting, fishing, and playing your favorite country music every day.
That's what Matt James does. Listen to him weekdays from 3 to 7 on 97.5 WOK.
Yes, sir. Pour me a drink.
For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Another brisk morning out there. Feeling like October. Logan loves it.
I love it.
I don't love it so much.
You can wear a sweatshirt and take it off.
I cranked my heat. Did you crank your heat?
Nah, just a butt warmer. I really get the back loose. You know what I mean?
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. By the way, those pants you're rocking, you got to tell me next time you wear them. Do you know I have shorts? I have those exact pants and shorts.
How did we not coordinate and be twinsies? That would have made my whole life.
Those are pretty girly shorts. Let's call it how it is.
Well, I wasn't going to say it, but I was a little shocked you had this pattern. It's a white and pink cotton candy moment. I've never seen you wear those shorts.
Yeah, they're what I call sleep shorts.
Oh, you want to wear your sleep shorts?
That's what I call those kinds of shorts.
Okay. I'll let you know next time they're in the rotation.
Perfecto.
All right, so it's time. It is time to play round one of Can't Beat Kira for a pair of tickets to see Riley Green and Ella Langley. Oh my goodness, this show is in like 3 days. It's on Saturday in Guilford, New Hampshire. Would you like to be there? 603-749-0975. That is our number. Riley Green, Ella Langley, and you. That's...
what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. Ready, set, here we go. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
What's up, girl?
I'm super excited. I've never been on the radio before, and I've been listening to you guys every morning, so I'm stoked.
She just word vomited. She was just like a first date nervous. She was just like, I need to tell them everything.
Well, I'm all hopped up. I just got off of kickboxing, so I'm like still... Ooh. Adrenaline rush.
Were you kickboxing? Yeah. Little nine rounds?
Yeah. Where do we take classes?
TKO in Londonderry.
TKO, baby.
That stands for total knockout, Logan. I don't know if you knew
that. Damn.
Is that true?
I don't know. Yeah, I know. I think it is.
Is it true, Shannon? Is that what it stands for?
Well, it's
CKO,
like
cat.
CKO.
Oh, my bad.
Oh.
Womp womp.
But either way, total knockout TKO does stand
for. What's CKO? Time out. What's CKO?
I don't know what it stands for, but I've been going since January, and I love it.
Yeah, she doesn't care what it stands for. She's just working on her hook.
Damn, Kira, you're really impressing me so far this morning.
Thank you so much.
Shannon, even though she's impressing me, kick her out of here. Maybe you can impress me and win.
Okay, head out of there.
Head out of there.
I'm going to head out of here because you told me to, and I don't want to get punched.
Okie dokie.
All right, Shannon, questions 2 and 3, you got multiple choice, but number one, you don't, okay? Here we go. And I would say this one might be the hardest. This actor is rumored to be half brothers with Matthew McConaughey. He has acted in television shows like Cheers, No Country for Old Men, True Detective, and movies like Zombieland, The Hunger Games, Now You See Me, and Planet of the Apes.
Oh, God.
I felt like this was going to be a hard one, so here is my hint. Who is Buzz Lightyear's best friend?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
That's the actor. Woody is the character.
Listen, that's a great guess. We're going to put it in, okay?
Okay.
All right, question number 2. This one is multiple choice, if you need it. If not, answer it. Daniel Radcliffe was 11 years old when he was first casted as the lead in this 8-movie series. Do you want the multiple choice?
Harry Potter.
Okay.
Nope.
Say it again.
Harry Potter.
Question number 3. Also multiple choice unless you don't need it. Danielle Bradbury is turning 29 today. What singing competition did she win in 2013 when she was only 16 years old? Was that The Voice, The Texas Talent Show, or Southern Idol?
The Voice.
The Voice. All right, Kira's coming back in. Shanny Banani, hold on.
Okay.
How did it go your first time being on the radio and first time playing and all that?
Feels awesome. I don't know if I got them all right, but I certainly hope so.
I really like that you're feeling awesome. Hopefully, Kira can continue your awesome feeling.
It's a lot of pressure. I'm back.
Hello.
Hello.
First question's hard. No multiple choice.
Okay.
The other two have multiple choice, so just let it go.
Just let it go.
Here we go. This actor, rumored to be half brothers with Matthew McConaughey, he's acted in television shows like Cheers, No Country for Old Men, and movies like Zombieland, Now You See Me, and Planet of the Apes. The hint that I gave Shannon was, who is Buzz Lightyear's best friend?
Oh, okay. Is it Woody Harrelson?
Wow, so that is the right answer. Shannon, using my hint, Buzz Lightyear's best friend is Woody. Woody's played by Tom Hanks. I totally steered her down the wrong path.
Right.
You
did, but you did it. You were trying.
I tried.
Yeah.
Moving on, 1-0, Kira. Question 2. Daniel Radcliffe was 11 years old when he was first casted as the lead in this 8-movie series.
Harry Potter.
Is correct. Great job. You got it right. Shannon got it right. Question 3. Danielle Bradbury turned 29 today. What singing competition did she win when she was 13 at only, excuse me, in 2013 when she was only 16 years old? Was that The Voice, The Texas Talent Show, or Southern Idol?
I think it's The Voice.
Final answer, The Voice?
Yeah.
Is correct. Kira got 3. Shannon got 2.
Okay, Shannon.
That's okay.
It's okay.
I'm okay. Everything's fine.
She's like, I got my workout class in. I'm good. So we do need to hear that phrase of shame.
I don't know it. I'm sorry.
No, you say, my name's Shannon. I'm from insert town you're from. Londonderry, maybe? Not sure. And I can't beat Kira.
My name's Shannon. I'm from Raymond, and I cannot beat Kara.
Doesn't matter, Shannon. We love you. We're happy you played. We're going to go Sandy to see Riley Green and Ella Langley.
Stop. Are you kidding me?
We would not joke about a thing like that.
Yeah, you want to go, right?
Oh, my God. You guys just made my entire summer.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's about as New England as it gets right there.
I know, I feel like we're...
Gotta get to know you. Everything about you makes me want you. Won't you know what you're doing, baby, don't you? Don't you?
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Thank you for waking up with us. We know that you have a lot of choices when it comes to content that you could be inserting into your ear holes. But today, you chose us. And for that,
good choice.
We are grateful.
Yeah, for sure.
Logan, what gave you the ick that happened at the bar? So this was this past weekend when you were in Fenway Park for Thomas Rhett and Teddy Swims.
Yes. My wife goes up to the bar, gets a little Shirley Temple. She loves them.
Not a dirty Shirley.
Not a dirty Shirley.
An OG Shirley.
OG Shirley. And bartender makes the drink. There's a basket of straws right on the counter.
As there is.
And, you know, those little mixing straws, which, by the way, are so annoying. You got to, like, sip so hard to get through the tiny straw.
Totally.
You know what I mean? And they usually give you two straws.
Why is it so much effort?
Yeah, why are you giving me two straws with two small holes? Just give me a big straw with one big hole.
You've never been more right.
Thank you. And thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Now, so bartender grabs the straw with her hand.
What else are you supposed to grab with her mouth?
Here's the issue. She gets her hand where my wife's putting her mouth.
Yeah.
And puts it in the drink. And I, like, to Kira's point, I'm not a germaphobe. I'll pick stuff up off the floor. If I'm eating a breakfast sandwich, I got to go to the bathroom. Breakfast sandwich is already in the hand. I'm walking into the bathroom with it.
Totally.
The issue,
I've seen it. Disturbing.
The issue is this bartender put her paws on the place that my mouth goes. I'm just going to pretend that Missy's drink was my drink.
Sure, for this exercise.
Yeah. I don't want to put my mouth where this bartender's hands have been.
So I said to Logan, he's telling me this, he's getting all hot and bothered, just like he is right now. And I said, what was she supposed to do? Have you ever seen a bartender grab straws with tongs? That would be such a pain. It would take so long.
They're using tongs to do the cherries and the maraschinos and the limes anyway. So why not?
It's easier to handle
than
those.
Just put them. Then
it's gonna slow her down.
Then let consumers grab their own straw because they'll feel better. Or leave the straw covered. Or my favorite option, you know it,
no straw. I know.
I hate the straw. I hate it.
Okay.
I get it. You got the lipstick. It makes sense. I get it. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
But I just. I didn't like it. I don't know.
It grossed you out.
I don't know what the solution is, but yeah, I was like, why are you touching with your paws that are dealing with cash and credit cards and shaking people's hands?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I going to put my mouth where you just put, you touch my straw,
right.
Sicko?
Well, it's not name call.
Sicko.
I'm sure she was a nice lady.
She was so nice.
She was a nice lady.
So nice.
I'm sure you tipped her handsomely.
Handsome.
So our question for you, I guess it's a multifaceted question. The first part is, if you've been to a bar, you have seen a bartender grab the straw with their paws. Does this bother you as it bothers Logan? Are there any other options? You know, like I'm kind of like, yeah, I've seen it. And it doesn't bother me because that's what you have to do. That's
G-Y-O-N-S. Grab your own straw.
Grab your own straw.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess if that was the norm, if that was the new norm. Okay, you want a straw? Here they are. You know,
perfect.
Feel free to grab your straw.
Thank you.
It's just not the way we do things.
Let's be the change we want to see in the world.
It's a full service operation. They hand you the drink and it's ready to be consumed via straw.
Okay.
So does it gross you out? That's the first part. Also, I would love to speak to someone who tends a bar, either currently or has in the past. Would you just grab the straws willy-nilly or did you have a different way about it? I like to believe that bartenders are washing their hands almost obsessively throughout their shift because it's probably things get sticky and you're in between drinks and I think their hands are probably the cleanest. Cleaner than a doctor.
The bartender has cleaner hands of everyone. The one grabbing cash, taking credit cards,
from
people. They always have sanitizer by the register.
They ain't doing that. They're grabbing the dollar. They're grabbing the $10 bill for a drink. As they're grabbing that 10, they're saying, who's next?
Mm-hmm.
And putting charities in there with the hands all gross.
You know what? It's called building immunity, and you should try it.
Somebody get on my side.
All right, 603-749-0975. Does it gross you out if you're at a bar and you see the bar? Yeah! Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, where Kira and Logan in the morning. Side note, not about the straw conversation that we're having.
Yeah, yeah.
But you saw, I'm sure you saw that your group picture from Thomas Rhett and Teddy Swims has been released.
Yeah.
And I was laughing because I was like, look at Logan. He could not be closer. It's your head and then Teddy Swims' head and then Thomas Rhett. I was like, oh, he got in on the action.
Well, what was happening, thanks for bringing this up. What was happening was TR and I were talking well before the picture.
Having a moment?
I really think he was hitting on Missy for a second time, but that's beside the point.
Wait.
He wasn't.
Let's dig in.
I'm starting rumor. Well,
Missy's his type.
I saw him and he comes right over and was like, what's up, bro? Good to see you. Good to see you. Looks at Missy and was like, really good to see you again. And I was like, TR, simmer down. Go to Lord, pal.
Yeah, she's married.
Yeah.
She's married.
And then, so basically what happens is we in the picture, and I'll post it on the Instagram as well today.
Yeah, don't hold back.
There's a line of artists, and so you go in, you shake, hi, good to see you, hi, good to see you, hi, good to see you, and you kind of go down the line, and then you find your way to the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Missy and TR got hung up talking, and Teddy and I got hung up talking, you know, so, and all of a sudden they're like, turn photo. And I, like, whipped around, and I, like, had to, like, do, like, a little sissy squat down.
And, I saw your sissy squat, and I saw your school picture day smile.
Yeah, and Teddy Swims is kind of, like, going on his tippy toes.
You did a sorority squat.
He did say I was handsome.
He did?
He did. He said, holy, come on over here, handsome.
Oh, ayo.
I said, thank you, Teddy.
So Missy's getting hit on. You're getting hit on. You're like, should we even go to our seats? Like, I feel like we should stay backstage and see where this goes.
Actually, now that you're saying this, it was really good for my ego. Tucker Wetmore was like, what a cool shirt, dude. I was like, thank you. And then he goes up on stage with a very similar one. And I was like, we should have shirt swapped.
Yeah, exactly.
Jersey swapped.
You're like, I didn't expect to come backstage and talk to famous people and feel good about myself.
And I did. Wow. Yeah. Germs in my drink and ego nice and high.
Should we segue to germs in the drink?
Germs in the drink.
So Logan got the ick at the bar at Fenway Park because of the straw situation.
Because the bartender put her paws all over the straws and then put two straws in my wife's drink, which came from her sticky fingers.
So we don't know they were sticky.
She's a bartender. They were sticky.
So I said to Logan, what's the gal to do? Like, this is how drinks are served. What's she supposed to do? Try to fish out the straw with tongs, add like 5 minutes to making every drink, then the line's out the door. The woman has no options. So we want to know if it gives you the ick or if you feel like there are other options in this scenario. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, Melissa, you're on with Kira and Logan.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you, my girly girl. So how are you feeling about this straw conversation?
Well, I agree. It's kind of unsettling when people are touching it because you don't know what they've touched before. But I like the technique where they rip half the straw wrapper off and leave the top one for you to touch.
It's a good one.
Yeah, they do that, you know, at Dunkin' when you get your coffee.
Right.
Yeah. But think about this. When you go to a restaurant, how many waitstaff are touching your forks and knives that are going and spoons that are going in your mouth?
No kidding.
Someone's got to roll that silverware.
So it's funny you bring that up, Melissa, because it's honestly like out of sight, out of mind. I know that those silverwares are being touched. I know that they're probably touching the inside of the cups. And but it's a matter of me seeing it. Like if I see a waitress holding a cup by the top or touching my straw, I'm like, what the heck? Just don't let me see it.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're doing it. Just don't let me see it.
Right.
That's true with a lot of things. Out of sight, out of mind.
I liked the word unsettling that she used because it is a bit unsettling. So what do you think the alternative is in this particular example?
Well, if it really bothers you, you can say no straw. Like, it's as simple as that. No straw, please.
I'm good. No straw.
I don't know. They move quick. You know
they
what I mean?
They do move quick.
Like, have you seen a bartender, a busy bartender at work?
The order isn't even out of your mouth and they're already starting to make it.
Correct.
So you have to say no straw as part of your order?
Yeah, yeah.
Extra cherries, no straw.
Hello, I'd like a no straw rum and coke.
They'll be like, what?
Or suck it up and deal with it.
Yeah, I guess that is. Truthfully, most people are loaded. Like
time to welcome in our wacky cast of coworkers. we like to call the Tribe. They have their own theme song, you know. Would you like to hear it? You're about to hear it.
A little bit of Lydia in my life. A little bit of Megan by my side. A little bit of Christian's all I need. A little bit of Cheryl, what I see. A little bit of Sheehy in the sun. A little bit of Shawnee all night long. A little bit of Rachel, here I am. A little bit of Tribe, yeah, that's our fam.
I was at the Thomas Rhett show over the weekend, and my wife got a Shirley Temple, and the bartender reaches her hand into a jumble thing of straws, picks up a straw, and puts the straw in my wife's drink.
Yum.
I was mortified because her paws got on the mouth side where my wife is going to put her mouth. Told the story to Kira. She, correct me if I'm wrong, was essentially like, big whoop. We've been doing that our whole life.
Well, I just said, what is she supposed to do? Have you ever seen a bartender take tongs and pick up a straw? I mean, it's kind of her only option, right?
They didn't have the paper?
No, but even if it was the straw with the... Oh, I see what you're saying. No.
Individually wrapped.
No, a lot of straws at bars are just those teeny tiny mixing straws that you can barely get any like liquids through.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, do you feel a certain way about this? If you saw a bartender grab your straw from the top where you're going to put your lips, are you going to use that straw or do you care at all?
It's kind of the same thing if you have like a server, a serverette, right? Like coming over like with the hand over the top with like that finger that you know is like there. It's like, come on. Like you just can't do that. It's like serving 101. Like, I don't know. I think it'd be more appreciable, oh my gosh, words, if you're like, hey, there are the straws, grab one. I'm not sure why you'd grab one and put it in someone else's drink. That's disgusting.
Yes, Lydia?
I'm kind of with Kira on this one. Because, like, what are they supposed to do? Like, those little, like, tiny black straws are on the bar side. Like, people don't reach over and get those because arguably I think that's grosser for more frequency of people to be reaching over and getting their paws all up in all the straws versus one person getting their one paw in one straw.
Very valid.
There are establishments that have the straws on, like, in the middle area. So, like, you can grab it yourself. Yeah. You can grab it. I think that's... should be the right away.
If I was in the predicament that my wife was in, I would have taken that straw, thrown it away, and drank it without a straw.
And and don't get me wrong, if I want to make a decision, hey, can you toss a straw in there? I'm giving you permission. Hey, I want your greasy,
germs.
Right, on my straw. But like, I should always have the first choice.
Mm. I'm with Logan. I would have taken the straw out, thrown it away, either just took a sip without the straw, or I would have grabbed my own straw.
It is tough if getting away from the straw thing, because they do have to open the beer. Like, or if you're at like the garden, they have to open. So like, even like with the beer, they're putting their fingers near that area where you do consume it.
True.
So it is unfortunately something that does have to occur regardless if there's a straw or not.
The other thing is this bartender's dealing with cash, credit cards.
Dude, totally.
So her paws, you know, so I think Lydia said something about having less hands in the germ mix, because if it's just one bartender as opposed to everyone who's drinking putting their hand into the straw bin. Well, everyone who's giving that bartender a cash or credit card is passing germs to the bartender. They're getting those people's germs anyway.
So Sean just said a really interesting thing.
Are you sure?
He said, well, don't thank me yet. He said, put on gloves. But see, I have a problem with the gloves, because don't the gloves get dirty?
Yeah, unless you're changing them in between every drink.
Right. So the gloves, to me, are really ridiculous, because they get dirty, too.
No doubt.
Closing thought, let's just build our immune systems, guys. Let's just get these germs in, and we'll just, like, no straws.
So just take away straws. Well, that's the solution.
We all know how to... For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, where Kira and Logan in the morning. Happy National Peanut Butter and Chocolate Day.
What a great combination.
Is there any better duo?
There's not.
Find me a better duo.
No, I will not. Besides Kira and Logan in the morning.
Oh.
Besides
no,
us.
No, he didn't. No,
chocolate,
he did not.
Chocolate and peanut butter, I mean, it really is the greatest combination of all time, right?
Find me someone who is not allergic to peanut butter who doesn't love it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
The Reese's Cup.
It's the best.
Sorry for slurping in the mic, everyone. My bad.
Unless you're into ASMR, then you're welcome.
And you are very welcome.
So Logan and I decided to use this chocolate and peanut butter holiday as inspiration for a fun and flirty game. We call it the best duos of all time. He and I have separately prepared what we believe to be the best duos of all time. We each have five, and we're going to go back and forth. And there's no repeats allowed. So if I have one on his list or vice versa, he has to come up with another. And then at the end, you have to tell us who won this game, who has the best list of the greatest duos of all time. Or if we're missing a really obvious one, too, you can call and tell us that.
Let's go.
So you want to kick us off?
No, ladies first. You guys, I don't want to steal one right away from you.
Okay, I'm going to go with, these are greatest duos of all time, country music and beer.
That was literally my number three.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't take my one or two.
Okay.
The obvious backup, the number two behind peanut butter and chocolate, is obvious, Kira.
Yeah.
Mario and Luigi.
Very good.
Come on!
Very, very good.
Get out of here.
Okay, okay. I'm going to go with Snoop Dogg and Marijuana.
Damn. I gotta be in there for a trio.
This is duos, not trios. See your way out.
That's fine. That's your second. I'm sticking with the theme that I had with Mario and Luigi, and I'm gonna go Snoopy and Woodstock.
Snoopy and Woodstock.
They're together all the time.
I would say Snoopy and Charlie Brown.
Maybe in your draft, but this is my draft.
Okay, so fair, fair. Sorry.
I'm about to crank this up.
Okay. I'm going with Jack and Coke.
Valid.
Jack and Coke.
Valid-ish.
Ish? Oh, he doesn't like it. Yeah, okay.
What are we, 18 again? There we go, baby! Let's go with the end-all be-all, the good old couch and blanket.
Couch and blanket.
I mean, come on.
You're just describing your Saturday
fun
night.
Fun fact, I do not sit on the couch without a blanket.
I know. I mean, I don't know.
I'm always curled.
But every story you tell about on the couch, there's a blanket involved. So that's what I hear. Yeah. What about, you're going to like this one.
Sure.
Cereal and milk.
It's a perfect duo.
Isn't it the name me a more perfect duo. You
well,
can't.
I that's number four on your list. So you got like three more ahead of it.
Okay. True, true, true.
Shout out to all my New England people. You're welcome for this one. Fenway and Frank's.
That's nice. That's very nice. Okay, I'm going to be a little pompous with my last one.
Do it.
Greatest duo of all time, Kira and Logan in the Morning.
Yeah, nice one.
Someone had to do it.
Nice one.
Someone had to do it.
Boy, I'm stuck between these last two. Kira, I'm
make it good.
Shoot. Mornings or watermelon? Let's do watermelon. Watermelon and salt. Mm-hmm. If you haven't had it, this is mostly just the time to tell everyone to do it. If you haven't had the watermelon salt combo yet, it will change your life.
Logan has been preaching this good word all summer long about watermelon and salt. It's not a well-known duo. It's not well-known.
No, no, no. Correct. Thank you for bringing attention to that.
So this is more of a PSA.
Yeah, this is a PSA because once you try it, you're going to go, oh, wow, the salt does make me salivate more, which does make the watermelon juicier, which does make the watermelon better. Thank you, Logan.
It's all about activating those saliva glands. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't specifically know what you're saying, but, you know. Anyway, who won the draft?
Yes, who won? Who had the greatest list of the best duos of all time? Also, do you feel like we're missing any obvious ones? This is where you call and correct us. We love a corrections corner. 603-7... One for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's us, Kira and Logan in the Morning. Thank you so much for stopping by. So we just revealed our separate lists of the greatest duos of all time, and it's up to you to decide who had the greater list. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, who are you?
This is Dennis.
Dennis the Menace. To what do we owe this pleasure?
Well, I want to say that I believe that Kira wins.
Hang on.
The two of you together are the best trio ever.
The two of us together are the best trio ever.
He's talking about your multiple personalities.
I thought he was including him in the trio.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm putting me in that equation.
Kira, Logan, and Dennis in the Morning. A match made in heaven.
Right. There we go.
I love it. Well, thank you. Thanks for saying that. And thanks for listening to us in the morning.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
You too, pal.
Well, it looks like I won that game. That's okay. I'm not keeping score. Speaking of winning games, would you like to win a pair of tickets to see Riley Green and Ella Langley? They are going to be in Guilford, New Hampshire this Saturday, a mere 3 days away. If you'd like to go, 603-749-0975 is our number. 603-749-0975.
Got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hi, Marie. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How's the day? What are we up to?
I'm going to work.
What do you do for work, Marie, if you don't mind me prying a little?
I work for school district. I'm heading to Portsmouth.
She's heading to Portsmouth.
Nice.
Is school back in session?
Oh, gosh, no.
Oh, good.
Just prepping? Like, what are you doing for the summertime?
I work at the central office. Ah, so we order all the books and everything that we need to start the new year.
Important. Really important. They're lucky to have you, Marie.
Books are tight.
Books are tight. So, have you ever played this game before?
I have not.
Ooh, we love a first-timer. We'll guide you through. We'll be gentle.
Great.
You have to kick me out of here. That's the first thing.
Hey, Kira, get out of here.
Okay. I'm leaving.
All right, Marie, she's walking out of here. I have a feeling you're going to just sweep this. I really do.
Well, I hope so.
I am very confident. Question one's multiple choice if you need it. I don't know if you will. Welcome to the jungle. Sweet Child of Mine, Knocking on Heaven's Door are all smash hits by what band? Okay, multiple choice. You need it. I can tell. Question one. I mean, option one, Guns N' Roses. Option two, AC/DC.
Guns N' Roses.
Question number two. The lead singer of Black Sabbath just passed away yesterday. He famously bit the head off of a bat. Who is it?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Question number three. Writer Monica Lewinsky turns 52 today. She famously had an affair with what president?
Bill Clinton.
Kira is coming back. Great job.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Good.
Well, that was interesting.
You're fine. Let's do this thing. You ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Question one, Kira. Welcome to the jungle. Sweet Child of Mine, Knocking on Heaven's Door. All smash hits by what band?
AC/DC. Oh.
Guns N' Roses or AC/DC?
AC/DC.
Is incorrect. It's Guns N' Roses.
Are you sure?
Stop it. Question number two. 1-0, Marie celebrating in the background. Question two. The lead singer of Black Sabbath just passed away yesterday. He famously bit the head off of a bat.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yep, great job. You said it.
R.I.P.
Marie said it. That's two, Marie. One, Kira. Question three. Writer Monica Lewinsky turns 52 today. She famously had an affair with what president?
Bill Clinton.
Mr. Bill Clinton.
But he didn't have sexual relations with that woman.
Right. Maybe. Maybe not.
I don't know.
You got it right, Marie. Got it right. Final scores, 3, Marie. 2 for Kira.
You? Oh, I lost.
Yeah, dude.
I totally lost.
Correct.
Marie. Okay, I'll say the phrase of shame. I haven't had to say it in a while. What is it again?
Stop.
My name's Kira. I'm from Hampton, and I can't be. Logan in the morning, if you are fond of brand new episodes of Second Date Update, you are in the right place at the right time. Love that for you. Let's go.
So you went out on a date, and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair, it just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you, that's right.
It is time for Second Date Update, brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. We welcome in the man of the hour, Tom. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Hey, Tom. Welcome to the show. We're really hoping we can help you out with Marco.
Thanks.
What'd you do?
Yeah, let's just get to that. What'd you do? No, how'd you guys meet? What's going on?
Oh, man. So, yeah, I met Margo on Snapchat, of all places. She came up on my, like, quick ads or whatever it's called. And we have some mutual friends, so I added her, and we became just, like, Snap buds. I don't know, for, like, a month. And we both work from home, so, like, I was just, like, you know, had fun, like, snapping, like, her throughout the day, and I don't know, it was just really fun to do that, like, during the workday. And from Snapchat, we moved on to texting, and then we, like, FaceTimed a few times and decided we wanted to meet in person. But we both have, like, I don't know, the same social anxiety, so we thought it would be cool to go to the movies and not have to, like, talk the whole time. So we went to see F1, it's the new Brad Pitt movie, and we just talked a little bit in the lobby before we went in, and we went in, like, previews were going, so we just, like, sat down and just, you know, we're watching, we were, like, not talking that much, just watching the movie, and something kind of embarrassing happened.
Which was?
We laughed about it later. Okay, so I can't imagine this is a deal breaker for her, but it's definitely, I have to tell you. So, like, 20 minutes in the movie, I had to pee. So, I was like, excuse me, I'll be right back. And I come back, and I sit down, like, start watching the movie again. And, I don't know, like, 45 minutes goes by, and something, like, funny happened in the movie. And I hear the person next to me laugh, and it's a man.
Shut up. It wasn't her. You sat not next to her.
It's like a dude in his 50s, and he has like a beard, and I realized that like I came back to the wrong seat. So, and I was like two rows behind her.
This is hilarious. Not only is it not your person, it's a dude.
It's a dude.
With a beard.
And it took him 45 minutes to realize.
Okay. So eventually you go and sit next to her, then what happened?
Well, she's like, I went back down next to her, and she's like, are you okay? You were gone for like an hour. And I told her what happened, and we were both laughing. So we stayed, you know, the movie ended, and we were just sort of still sitting in the theater chatting, and like, we're, you know, joking about me going to the wrong seat. Finally, they like kicked us out or whatever for the next showing. I mean, it was a fun night. Like, I really enjoyed her company, but obviously since I'm calling you guys, I've not heard from her since.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have an idea what it could be, but did you say that you hung out after the movie ended and you guys were like just chit-chatting in the theater?
Yeah, like it seemed like it was like chill, you know, it was an honest mistake.
Yeah, that's a funny mistake. That's a funny mistake. And if you guys were hanging out after the movie, she probably was cool with it.
It's one of those like funny how we met stories that you tell people for years.
No,
like,
doubt.
You know, if you end up being a couple.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know why she's like not getting back to me.
But
now.
She's not. How long ago
Definitely
was this movie
not.
Date?
Like, I don't know, like a week and a half ago.
So long, but not that long. You know,
we're worried, but we're not writing it off as it's never going to happen.
Yeah, and we're going to get your back with this whole mistake.
We are.
Because it's funny.
It's
I mean,
a snafu.
It's embarrassing. It's obviously a mistake on your part, and it sounds like you owned it, and like now we're just trying to laugh about it.
I love it. I'm laughing about it already. Hopefully Margo is too. So, I think you've heard the segment before, but what's going to happen, Tom, is we're going to play some songs here, and we're going to try to get a hold of Margo, see what's going on, see if the reason is the whole movie seat snafu, and we're hoping that it's a big misunderstanding, and she does want to see you again, and if she does, we'll... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan. This is our morning show. Welcome. You are right on time for part two of Second Date Update. Let's go. Okay, so we were able to get a hold of Margo, who has been actively ghosting Tom. She's agreed to come on the show and tell us what's going on. Hello, Margo. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So, Tom told us about your movie date. You know, we know that he went back to the wrong seat and that whole thing. And
he was half with you.
Yeah.
Half with some bearded man.
Yeah. He said it was a good date, you know, both parts, with you and with the bearded man. You guys laughed about it, and he was really hoping that he could see you again. Is that the reason you're not responding to his texts or snaps, or what's going on?
Okay, so, yeah, you already know about the seat thing.
We do.
Hilarious.
It was definitely funny. But the more I kind of pondered on it, it wasn't that funny for me, thinking about the fact that I was sitting alone there for an hour thinking this guy literally bailed on the date. People make mistakes. I get that. But my thing is, an hour into the movie, he didn't try to catch a glance at the person next to him and even think one time, like, oh, I'm in the wrong seat.
Yeah.
Like, how does this take you that long to realize this?
That is a good point.
Yeah, I really want to defend him because, like, it is just a funny whoops-a-daisy, but you bring up a good point. At 45 minutes next to a dude, like, wouldn't you know if you're still on the date? You know what I mean?
Because you're on the date and you're trying to gauge like how that person is reacting to the movie, and you're trying to have as much of a shared experience as you can.
Right.
On a movie date.
Which isn't very shared. It's a dark place. It is a dark place.
It's a dark place, but this guy had a beard, he said.
He's probably manspreading too, rubbing up against a hairy thigh.
Oh, God. All right, Margo, what we didn't tell you is Tom's on the line, and I think it would be beneficial to all of us if we just brought him on and kind of talked this all out. Would you be okay with that?
Wow. Okay. I'm like definitely feeling on the spot right now, but I mean, sure, if he's already here, let's go.
Well, we could put you more on the spot and bring the bearded man in here too.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Imagine.
He's not here. Just Tommy boy. Tommy?
Hey.
So what's going on? You heard what she said.
Margo, I'm so sorry about the seat thing. Like, I was hoping that wasn't the reason, like, you're ghosting me since we laughed about it, but it seems like it was a bigger deal to you.
I mean, did you hear my question? Like, how do you not realize you're not sitting next to me? I was the whole entire time stealing glances at you in my peripheral vision, and like trying to get your reactions on the movie, that kind of thing. I mean, how did you not realize you're next to a man with a beard for an entire hour?
I mean, it was a good movie and there was a lot going on. I was just like, I guess engrossed. I don't know, you keep saying I was going for an hour, but I don't think it was that long. It felt shorter to me.
Tom, honestly, it was an hour. I kept checking my phone and was, you know, thinking the whole time you'd text me if you had to leave the date for some reason.
All right, well, I'll take your word for it. But anyway, you had a hat and this guy had a hat. And
oh.
I was really nervous since it was like the first time I was meeting you. So that was definitely part of it. I mean, it was an accident.
Accidents do happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, Tom, even this had been a mix-up. Setting that aside, I felt like something was so off on our date. I can't put my finger on what it was. So just the energy, I guess, was different from us on FaceTime.
I thought we were vibing, but, you know, it might have been that, I don't know, I was pretty nervous, so I, like, took an edible before our date, and...
Well, now everything's making sense.
I realized, like, I might have gotten the dosage a little wrong. It was a little bit way higher than I thought, actually.
Yeah, you thought your date was a hairy guy.
Yeah, there it is. It's
possible.
Yeah. I mean, really, you couldn't even go on a date sober with me, that you had to get so high you couldn't even recognize. I had a way better hat on, I'm sure, than this guy did, and not a beard.
Yeah, I know. I also went to the bathroom when I went. I, like, came back with a massive thing of popcorn, and I was, like, really kind of, like, focused on dealing with that, too. I don't know.
Hold on. You came back with popcorn, and then you didn't even try to offer me any?
Well, I did, but you just shook your head, or he just shook his head. No. I mean, if he said no in his, like, man's voice, I would have known, you know, that it wasn't you. And identified, like, the problem sooner.
Mm-hmm. And honestly,
I think it's the bearded guy's fault.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he could have made it so much easier if he just said, no, thank you.
No, or good.
Or sorry, I don't take popcorn from strangers.
Too much butter.
That would have helped.
Yeah, I mean,
what a mess.
We're at the point, right?
Yeah. So, Margo, the purpose of our call is to offer you a second date with Tom that we, the radio station, would be happy to pay for. Is that something that you'd be open to? At least we filled in some blanks and got some details on why this all transpired.
And maybe he'll promise to not eat an edible before.
Maybe. We can't speak for him, but we could ask.
Honestly... I don't think so. It's going to have to be a no for me.
Hard to have a second date when your date has a date with a man with a beard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry about that, Tom. I know it's not the answer you were looking for, but at least now you know.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get a hold of Beardy for you. If you ever want to re-listen to episodes of Second Date Update or share them with a loved one or friend, you can find all...
Wake up in the morning feeling like...
Happy Friday for me.
Oh!
Did you forget? I'm out tomorrow and
no,
Friday.
No, I just, you know, I guess I didn't put it together that it feels like a Friday for you.
I know.
But to me, it feels like a hump day bump day. But that's okay. Can't be Friday for us all.
Because that's what it is. It is a hump day bump day.
Sure enough is. It is July 23rd, 2025, for those of you keeping score at home. Logan.
Kira.
What's on your mind?
Well, I saw a post last night that I saved. Shout out Instagram, just feed me the stuff I like.
Shout out to the algorithm.
Some facts that sound so absurd, you think they were fiction, but they're actually true. Are you ready for some of these?
Yes, I'm intrigued.
Some of them are like, oh, wow, that's interesting. And some of them are like, shut up right now.
Okay.
This is an one. Netflix was founded a year before Google. Let that sink in for a second. Google, you feel like, has been around forever.
You do.
Right?
Yeah.
That was founded in 1998, the year before 1997. Netflix.
Remember Netflix had like those things in the grocery store where you take out the DVDs? Yeah, Did you do that?
Oh, yeah. All the time for a dollar. And then if you'd miss the day, the return day, big fees.
You know I'd be missing the day, too.
Crazy fact number two.
Okay.
There are only 25 blimps in the entire world.
I've never seen a blimp.
What? I was just going to say the opposite. I feel like I see blimp all the time over the beach.
you know,
aren't you lucky?
I guess that's pretty much it. Over the beach, over stadiums.
Okay.
Advertising.
Okay. I haven't had many run-ins with a blimp.
Okay.
So that doesn't surprise me too much.
This one's pretty jarring.
Okay.
The man who invented Match.com lost his wife to someone she met on Match.com.
Hilarious.
Can you flippin' imagine that the man who created an algorithm to match people lost his wife because she found a better soulmate?
He's like, man, really regretting inventing that.
That's crazy, huh?
That is so funny. That should be a movie.
Here's one that's going to turn into a topic for us, I have a feeling.
Okay, I love it.
The inventor of the Pringles can is buried in a Pringles can.
Is this true?
That's a true fact.
That's true?
But can you imagine if you could just like pick where you want it to be beforehand? Like a Pringles can?
That's crazy to me.
That's awesome.
That is crazy. I don't know. That feels like you're making your death a little lighthearted if you're going to choose to be buried in a Pringles can.
Amen to that. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
That is awesome. Are you kidding me? Where you want to be? Sprinkled on the radio board?
Probably.
It's
already really dusty.
Some of your ashes just trickled into the microphones. Okay, I have one more. This is the last one.
Okay,
this one's crazy.
Yeah.
High heels? They weren't made for women. High heels were made for men, baby.
Really?
Swear my life. They were originally designed for Persian cavalrymen to secure their stance in stirrups.
Oh, okay.
So they were originally used for horseback riding.
Interesting. I thought you were going to say they were made for short men who had a complex.
No. Nope, they don't. Okay. But the fact that I'm just picturing dudes wearing high heels jumping on horses.
Love
and
it.
They were the men of the men, the cavalry.
Yeah.
Wearing stilettos.
As far as men go.
Yeah, let's talk about dudes.
That could pull off high heels and like survive a day in them. I would put you at like the top of the list.
Why?
I just think
that. But thank you. But why? Like, why me?
I think that you would be, like, you would just embrace it.
I have.
I could see it.
I've walked a mile in high heels.
A mile?
A mile, yeah. There was an event that I helped put on called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about domestic violence. And to do so, a lot of people gathering, a lot of students at Franklin Pierce wore heels and walked the campus. Literally walking a mile in her shoes.
Look, and I must have known this. I must have known this deep down. You have to have maybe.
I think I got one of those heels with the cork bottom, the big fat ones. Like I ain't doing it in stilettos.
No, no.
Yeah, I need some wedges.
I need some wedges. The fact that he knew wedges is gonna make my whole day. Thank you so much for that. 97.5 WOKQ. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Yeah, they're ringing. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. And for this next topic, we're going to bring in our wacky cast of coworkers we call the Tribe.
A little bit of Lydia in my life. A little bit of Megan by my side. A little bit of Christian's all I need. A little bit of Cheryl, what I see. A little bit of Sheehy in the sun. A little bit of Shawnee all night long. A little bit of Rachel, here I am. A little bit of Tribe, yeah. That's
awesome. Have you ever been caught naked? When have you been caught by someone that you didn't want to see naked?
Naked?
Or have you ever caught someone naked that you didn't want to see? So has someone seen you naked, or have you seen someone naked that you weren't expecting?
It was that one time I walked in the bathroom with you, Logan, and I'm just kidding.
Stupid.
I thought you were expecting that.
Right. Right.
Lydia, you have one?
I had a close call. That was my roommate's boyfriend was about to come into my room to ask me something, and I had just gotten out of the shower, and I heard the door slightly creak, and I was like, no, I'm naked, I can't, don't come in, and he was like, I was just walking towards the bathroom, so I heard the bathroom door creak and not my own door, but I thought my roommate's boyfriend was about to see me naked, and that would have been a very uncomfortable conversation.
Sure.
This is stupid and immature, but I'll go down this road with you.
Please.
Like, there's always, like, the, you know, friend had kids breastfeeding thing, and you're like, oh, okay, there it goes, and you see a boob,
yeah, all the time.
You see a boob, and you're like, oh, okay. Some people, like, you know, cover up, but not everyone does, so it's like, oh, boob. boob.
That is an interesting.
And Sean gets excited.
That is interesting.
She's like, I never thought I'd see your boob before, and now I see your boob. It's great. It's fine. It's good. I'm married. I got a wife.
It's like the more comfortable they are with you, like the more. Like I've seen some peers' breasts just plop out, getting situated, whereas, like you said, other friends are like going to my bathroom or my room or privacy. Right. Other people are like, oh, there's 20 people in the living room. Check this out, flop.
Right. And it's just unexpected.
Okay, I have one.
Go ahead.
I've seen my best friend Eliza's grandfather naked.
Nice.
He isn't from this country, so he has different feelings around nudity.
Yeah.
And they were having a pool party at their house. I went up to use the bathroom, and he's getting out of his wet bathing suit in their dining room.
Nice.
And so I saw his full enchilada.
Did you tell Steven?
Yeah, I told everybody when I got downstairs. I said, your grandfather is absolutely stark naked in your dining room.
Just the thought of that's horrifying.
Yeah, well, actually, they weren't surprised because he's done it before. So there you have it. The tribe has spoken. I have spoken too. And if you have a story of seeing someone naked that you didn't mean to see naked, or someone saw you naked and you didn't mean for them to see you naked, you can send us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. We would love to hear that tale. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So we learned the news yesterday. About 3 p.m. is when I found out that Ozzy Osbourne passed away at the age of 76. I didn't realize that he was battling Parkinson's disease. I know he lived a rugged lifestyle. He's a heavy metal guy, rock and roller. And it's just sad. It feels like the end of an era, you know? I remember watching their reality show, the family's reality show on MTV, and just being so enamored by their dynamics. And it was just such wholesome, I don't know if wholesome's the right word, but just like real comedy, like real reality. You felt like you were really seeing the family behind the scenes. That was one of the first shows that were like that. I know that's not what put Ozzy on the map, but that's when I first got connected to him and Sharon and Kelly and the whole family. So you might know that Carrie Underwood has a little bit of a heavy metal streak. She's not afraid to go hard. She's covered a lot of rock and roll songs, a lot of metal songs. And she covered Ozzy's Mama, I'm Coming Home. And that cover is kind of resurfacing along with this news that Ozzy passed away yesterday. So I thought we could listen to a clip because it's pretty good.
I've seen your face 100 times.
That is Carrie Underwood covering Ozzy Osbourne's Mama, I'm Coming Home. Rest in peace to the Prince of Darkness. 97.5 WOKQ. Such a good song. Bailey Zimmerman featuring Luke Combs. That is Backup Plan on your number one for New Country. 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan, in the morning, and this is what we do every single day to bring a sense of closure to our morning show. It's called Compliments, Double Downs, and Apologies, and it's brought to you by Merchants Auto and Hooks in New Hampshire. So I am complimenting my co-host, this bearded man.
The heck did I do today?
To my right. I thought that a lot of times people complain about something in the world that they think is problematic, but they don't have a good solution. That wasn't you today, Logan. You actually had a really good solution. So if you missed it, he was getting the ick because he was at Fenway Park for the Thomas Rhett show, and he and his wife Missy got a drink, and he noticed that the bartender put her paws in this cup of straws and like touched the mouth part, like the part that goes into your mouth.
Yes.
And he said,
"Bah."
He said, "Bah, that's gross. I don't like that." And we were thinking, and I said, "Well, what the heck is she supposed to do? The straw needs to get in there. What's she going to try to fish it out with tongs? It's going to add like minutes to each drink." And he said, "It should just be like a serve yourself straw situation. Like the bartender hands you the glass and says, straws are there if you need it type of thing."
Can I just jump in this real quick?
Yeah.
Somebody, I forget who, I want to say it was Sam M. from Northwood, messaged us. Some places, some bartenders grab a napkin, grab the straw with the napkin, put it in, and then they give you the napkin and straw. And it's like, that's brilliant. Why aren't all bartenders doing that too long? It takes too long. That's the reason. But
yeah, that's an extra step for them.
But what a great secondary suggestion.
And solution to the problem.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm going to do a double compliment. I'm gonna compliment Sam if he's actually the one who sent that message. We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know, but we're going to call you Sam, and I'm going to call you Logan, and I'm going to compliment you both for that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, what do you have?
I appreciate it. All right, two compliments for the price of one. One is going out to two guys. I have to do this. I didn't tell you this. I have to do this. I golfed yesterday, and I lost, and this was part of the bet. Compliments to Ryan and Curtis, part of Army out of Manchester, New Hampshire.
His face right now.
Kicked my freaking butt in golf yesterday.
This is amazing. This is like your phrase of shame.
Moving on. This one actually feels like a phrase of shame. Like, that was
toxic. I felt it.
I hated it. And they've been looking for it all morning.
Yeah, you got it.
My next one, my real compliment is going to Tom from Second Date Update. I don't want to say why. You'll hear Second Date Update again tomorrow morning.
You're complimenting him.
7:05. Yes, I'm complimenting him. He made big mistakes, and he owned up to every single one.
It's true. It's true.
And they're funny mistakes. I don't want to tell you what happened.
Harmless.
I don't want to tell you if it works out or if it doesn't work out. It's absolutely hilarious. It's a mistake that I can see myself doing.
I was thinking the same thing.
That reason, I'm complimenting Tom.
You're complimenting Tom because you see some of yourself in Tom.
Correct. I don't have anything else to say. That's true.
That's the good stuff. Okay. So as I mentioned earlier on the show, Logan won't be here tomorrow. This is essentially his Friday. I'm on my own Thursday, Friday. Don't be so excited you're not hanging out with me.
Sorry that I'm using my PTO that everyone's granted.
How dare you use your PTO? But I will be here, and we're going to give away Riley Green tickets. I have two pairs of those, and we will replay that Second Date Update. That is absolutely hilarious. We're getting lots of messages on that. So it's a reason to get up in the morning. I will talk to you tomorrow. And Jess on the Job is next. So it's 30 minutes of New Country, a 97.5 WOKQ. All day long today, don't you forget it. Who loves you?
We do.